This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
For the halacha shir this evening, we are going to focus on the halachas of Shivas Vos. The Tanis is, of course, tonight and tomorrow. The Tanis is only for tomorrow, but it's an opportune time to remind ourselves of some of the halachas, not just of Shivas Vos, but we'll also, please God, look into the halachas of the 3 weeks. Just a quick overview. So, first things first, why do we actually fast on Shivas Vos? The Rambam says, for those who haven't got the sheet, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. The Rambam in Hilchas Tanis, in the fifth parak, Halacha Beis, says, Shivas Vos on the 17th of Tammuz, Chamisha Devarim Irubai. Five things happened on Shivas Vos. Nishtabru Haluchais. The first set of Luchais were broken. Of course, if you do the maths, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai on the 7th of Sivan, Shavuos, and if you count down 40 days later, that's Shivas Vos. He came down, he saw some of Klal Yisrael dancing around the Egel Hazav, and he broke the Luchais. That's number one. Ubitl HaTomid Mibayis Horishit. The Korban Tomid, the daily offering, was cancelled in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. This has been offered up for over 400 years on every single day, twice a day. And then because there were no animals available, so therefore they weren't able to offer up the Korban Tomid. Number three, Hufka Yerushalayim B'Churban Sheni. In the time of Bayis Sheni, the wall, the outer wall of Yerushalayim, was the breach occurred. If you go to Yerushalayim today, Yerushalayim Baruch Hashem is huge. But in days of old, in the times of Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, of course Yerushalayim was just the old city. So there was a wall around it, and the wall was breached on Shivas Vos. 3 weeks later, on Tisha B'Av, then the Romans got into the Beis HaMikdash proper and destroyed that. But in Bayis Sheni, there was a Hufka Yerushalayim. Number four, Sarf Apostopus Harosha Es HaTorah. Apostopus Harosha, the Meiri in Tahanis, says that he was a Greek officer, and this took place in the time of Bayis Sheni. He burnt a Sefer Torah. And number five, Ha'em Mitzelem Behechel, they put up a Tzelem, an idol, in the Hechel. So those are the five things that took place on Shivas Vos, and therefore those are the reasons why we fast tomorrow. It's important to always note that the purpose of a fast is not really the fasting. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Tes, V'chol Elu Hayomim Kol Yisrael Mis'anim Bohem V'pnei HaTzoras She'iru Bohem. On these days we fast because of the Tzoras that we just described in the Rambam. K'dei la'ire halavavos, to arouse our hearts, lefakeach al darchei hatshuva, to think and to contemplate about matters of repentance. V'lochein, chayev kol ish losum el libay, v'ois na'yom mu'lefashreish b'lisov. Therefore, it's appropriate for every single person to introspect and to examine their deeds. V'loshuv bohem to do tshuva, ki ein ha'ikah hatanis, because the ikah is not the fasting. Like it says with the men of Nineveh, Bayar Hashem es ma'aseihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw their deeds, their acts, es ma'aseihem. The Omru Chazal es sakom es tanisum le'ne'emoy es ma'aseihem. The pasuk doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw their fasting or the fact they wore sackcloth and ash, but rather he saw their deeds, they'd done tshuva. Ve'en atanis el ha'chon le'tshuva. And the fasting is only to facilitate, to help, to encourage thoughts of repentance. You're feeling a little bit weak, you're feeling a little bit more meek and humble. Therefore, if a person fasts on one of these tanesim and goes on a tiyul, or engages in other fruitless activities, they're latching on to that which is tofel, that which is subordinate, and they're ignoring that which is ikka, which is central. And therefore, it's inappropriate to me. Kol malkum, however, don't think, ein lifter es asu b'tshuva, bilvad, don't think that a person can just do tshuva and say, hey, I'll have a slap-up breakfast, slap-up lunch, and I'll just, you know, do tshuva because that's the ikka. No. Ki yom eilu hein mitzvah sasteh medivri ha-neviyim. Because these days of time is... were instituted by the Kamesha Kasav Nulamala. Okay, so that is the background, the purpose of the fast, they're important to remember. Now, turning to the fast itself, The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that these three fasts, by these three, he means Shiva, Tama, and Kaliyah, they grew together. They're a bit more lenient than Tisha B'Av. So says the Kitzur in Siman Kufish Tanis and Horishayim. There is another leniency with these three fasts, Shivas Batama, Soim Gedali, and Asar Batavis. The Ubare, Soim Nikos, Hamitzdar, is Paturis Milisamis. A lady who is pregnant or a feeding mother are potter from fasting. If they're Mitzdar, if they're not feeling at all well, they don't need to fast Bichlal. Vachain Chayla, and so to a person who is unwell, Afal Pish Ein Bo Sakon, even though he's not a Chayla Chayla Shein Bo Sakon means, either he's nechlash kol gufay, he's just his whole body feels weak, or he's bed bound. So he's certainly even he's not at that stage. He's even at a stage lower than that. So he's not nechlash kol gufay. He's just got a headache. But again, it's more than just having a headache. Everyone's got a headache on a tannis. Everyone feels a bit weak on a tannis. It's something a bit more than that. But someone who is even though he's not yet at the stage of chole shein b'sakana, lo yisane, doesn't need to fast. And interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah says, and it's in the footnote number two, he says, "Osolo lahachmal atzma," that it's wrong for a person to be too strict on themselves in these matters. And he also, interestingly, the Igros Moshe says, if you look at the footnote three, that someone who is employed by others, is a working man, is employed by others, or is involved in mitzvah-related work, then they may work on the Tanis, on a fast day, even though that work may cause him to become weak to the extent that he'll be required to eat. So you're allowed to do that. So the Tanis one should, of course, fast. Like we said above, these are instituted by Divrei HaNaviim. But yet, if a person is feeling unwell, certainly if he's got to the stage of a Chodesh She'ein Bo Sakona, which means any hospital patient, any person who's Nechlash Kol Gufoy, that means his whole body feels weak, or he needs to go to bed, or something like that. But even someone who is less than that doesn't need to fast. And certainly, Ubaris and Menikos, feeding mothers, pregnant mothers, do not need to fast. V'chein haktanim, and so too children, says the Kitzur, afal pi she'en chayov nesanos, even though they don't have to fast, mikol mokum in yesh bo en das lisabel, if they're of the age where they can mourn, they understand, like we discussed last week, that they're of the age. And then to they understand what mourning is. So it means simple food. They shouldn't have nash. They shouldn't indulge. That they should be part of the tzibur and join with them. Now, what about bathing? What about taking a shower on the tannis? So the Kitzur says, interestingly, shleisha and sifches, shleisha tannis and arishon, these three fasts that mentioned. Mutarim berechitza, you are allowed to wash. V'sichat, in those days they would anoint themselves with oil. V'nila satsandal, you can wear regular shoes. V'tashmish hamita, and marital relations. Or v'tisha b'av asurim b'kulon. But on tisha b'av, these things are not allowed. So therefore, showering, bathing tomorrow, mi'ikadin is muta. He carries on though, and he says, u'mishu b'al nefesh, v'odim bari, someone who is a b'al nefesh, someone who sort of spiritually strives for a little bit higher, should try and avoid it, and certainly if he's well and healthy, he should try and avoid it. Yachmir b'kulam k'mo b'tisha b'av, he should try and be machmir on all of these aspects, like on tisha b'av. However, v'rak b'nilas ha'sandal yachmir m'shun m'chuchim, sorry, lo yachmir, just regarding wearing shoes, you shouldn't have to be machmir about that. He doesn't need to be machmir on that. Okay, and one more point on this nekudah on Shiva Sabbatamas itself. In cases of great necessity tonight, so this is the night of Shiva Sabbatamas, the fast starts tomorrow, Talos HaShachar, which is again is calculated in different ways according to different communities. Some, you know, go the slightly earlier time. Some go 72 minutes before net, which is quite common here in London. There are different shittas about exactly when it starts, but it certainly doesn't start tonight. So, in cases of great necessity, Rav Moshe writes, and I've got the Maran Komis on the sheet, that in cases of great necessity, one can take a haircut on the night of Shiva Sabbatamas, i.e. this evening, tonight, before the beginning of the fast. In normal years, not this year, of course, when the fast falls on a Shabbos and it's Nidcha to Sunday, then you shouldn't take Hekhes on Shabbos. This is only for years like this year, where the time is on a Thursday, so on Wednesday night, in cases of great necessity, one can take a haircut. So just to summarize those halachas, and then we'll talk to about the halachas of the 3 weeks. Why do we fast on Shiva Subatamas? Five reasons that the Rambam mentioned. Nishtabra haluches, that the first sets of luches were broken. The tomid, in by switching the carbon tomid, was bottled. And then Hufka Yerushalayim B'chum and Sheni, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. And then Apostomas put a burn to Sefer Torah in the time of Bayer Sheni. And they put a tselem in the Hechel. Is really to encourage us to introspect, to do just to facilitate that it shouldn't become the ikka. Bathing, etc., on the tanis, fasting, before we get to bathing, fasting, anyone who is certainly someone who's a chilishem by sakona, even less than that, they don't need to fast. Who is feeding or pregnant, they fast and start at all. They don't need to, and so to children. But again, it's more than just feeling great, feels great on this. It's a little bit more than this. Regarding bathing, mekadin, that's mutzah to bathe feshiachne. Okay. Regarding the halachas of the 3 weeks, just a very quick refresher. The three things that apply during the 3 weeks are, of course, weddings, music, and haircuts. Those are the three things. Regarding weddings, of course, we don't have actual weddings. Even a couple, even a young couple who have not yet fulfilled the mitzvah pravu, we don't have with them. However, they can get engaged. The Shulchan Aruch says, even with some sort of meal, be okay until Rosh Chodesh Av, but not in the 9 days. However, you can still get engaged during the 9 days. You can make a l'chaim with cakes, etc., to celebrate it, but not more than that. But certainly to get engaged is fine. The Mishnah says, however, the osasus rekudin, it's forbidden to have dancing, etc., for an engagement, or certainly not music, but one certainly can get engaged during the 3 weeks. What about music? Well, the Igros Moshe says in Chelik Dal, in Urachayim Chelik Dal, it's Simul Chof Aleph, he says, it's Pasha to the two Adinosa B'mei Asfir, that Mine Zamra be allowed, and therefore you can't listen to any musical instrument during the 3 weeks, and that includes live and recorded music. Moshe says that in several places. And this applies to men, to women, and to children above the age of Chinuch, approximately 7 or 8 years old. Now, there's a big discussion regarding a cappella music, that means music without instrumental accompaniments. And again, many authorities forbid it, some permit it. I know that when we asked for here in London for Hasmonean, we asked Rabbi Pinchas Roberts, he was matarit for the boys and girls at Hasmonean. But again, one has to ask their own local authority. Of course, there are exceptions. The exceptions are singing on Shabbos for Shabbos Shudos. You know, there was no problem bichlal. Background music, I'm often asked, what about going to a shop if there's music? That's not a problem. That's just background incidental music. So to go to Brent Cross or whatever, where there's music or a shopping center, there's no problem with that. And perhaps the most important exception, there are those who are matir for health reasons. That could mean mental health. If a person is feeling anxious or stressed or whatever it may be, there is certainly those who are matir it. And so too, if it enhances the performance of exercise, again, there are those who are matir it. A person is driving late at night and is a bit tired and has stopped already and has had a coffee, and if he wants to wind down the windows and put some music on just to keep him awake, again, he shouldn't be strict when it comes to these sort of things. But generally speaking, one shouldn't forget Chazal were mesakin, not to listen to music for a reason. And therefore, one should try and avoid it if at all possible. What about Sheikh buying new clothes, etc.? Buying new shoes, that do not require a Shechianu, and one can wear those. And many posts can allow buying clothing up to Rosh Chodesh Av. Buying things of more importance, many posts can do allow that. Regarding a new car, so again, it depends if you're making a Shechianu, a Tova Meitiv. If you're buying a car just for yourself, a fancy new car, then one should avoid that because that could require a shechionu. If, however, it is a family car, which is used not just for yourself, but for others, then the brach would be hatova meitzim, and therefore there's less reason to hold back on that. And again, Rav Moshe, I've got it on the sheet there, talks about a business car. For example, he gives an example of a truck driver or a taxi or a delivery person. They would need a car. So again, Mishum Parnasa, that would be okay. But again, it's on the sheet, and if you email me, I'll send you the sheet if you haven't got it. Regarding presents, it's mutter to give presents certainly until Rosh Chodesh Av. One should try and avoid an expensive gift which would necessitate a shechionu. And swimming, of course, is another thing which should be avoided during the 9 days. But that's a quick overview of the halachas of the 3 weeks. I hope that was helpful.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.